What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast with your host, Kyle French, here where we keep you up to date on hip hop music in 2017. Today is December 21st. It's a Thursday. We missed last week, not gonna lie. Holiday season. The student union over here at UConn is not open the same hours it used to be, so it's making it a little bit tougher for me to get in here. And things are just moving a little bit slower around here. So hopefully I'll be able to get in here this week, next week, and we'll be ready to go once the new year comes, January 2018. If not, not going to lie, there's a chance that there won't be an episode next Saturday. If not, we'll just skip the albums I was going to do then and get back on track with the albums that came out this past week. So Revival by Eminem, Saturation 3 by Brockhampton. I'll definitely be talking about those. So either way, those will be coming out in 2 weeks. It'll just be a question of whether I get in an episode next week, you know, between the Christmas and New Year gap there. Hopefully I can. I plan on doing so. If not, just wanted to give you guys that heads up. So this is episode 21. If you want to go back and check out past episodes, you can do that, of course, on whus.org/talk and also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and subscribe, download some past episodes, catch up, whatever you want to refresh your memory on, and get ready for the year-end countdown and moving on into 2018. So for this episode, we'll have album reviews for War and Leisure by Miguel and Humaniac by Lou the Human. It was kind of a weak week for hip-hop, so I switched it up. We got an R&B album and an album from a month ago, but both worth talking about, both good albums. And then we'll also have What's On My Mind, Song of the Week, and some new music announcements, some big ones. But as always, we'll start with our album reviews. So we'll start with War and Leisure by Miguel. And like I mentioned, this is an R&B album. Miguel is a singer. He's an R&B artist. And we haven't talked a lot about R&B music on here. But like I mentioned, not the best week for hip-hop. This was December 1st. This album came out. And I really enjoyed it. So I figured we would run through it. The vibe we get on here is just this bouncy, light tone. Just radiates positivity, very carefree, loose, and a lot of tracks just make you happy. It's just feel-good music. The first two tracks, Criminal and Pineapple Skies, both instill this bright feeling right from the jump, right from the beginning. And honestly, listen to the album. You feel kind of like Miguel looks on the cover art. And if you haven't seen it, Miguel is basically just like bathed in sunlight, like suspended in the air. Like he's almost like shielding his eyes because the sun's right in his face. And that's just how this feels. Like you listen to it in the dark room with the windows, you know, the blinds up, and it'll feel like sun's just hitting you right in the face. That's just the feeling, the vibe on it. It's really catchy, infectious. You get a lot of these smooth, sunny guitar notes all over the instrumentals. And the peak of this feeling that the album revolves around is Banana Clip. This track is just, it's dancey, it's fun. It's got a cool metaphor going on throughout it. Miguel's just got these smooth, effortless vocals. It's just an addictive, fun love song. He compares his love to a banana clip. Obviously, a banana clip being the biggest clip you can really get. So he's saying he's got a lot of love. And on the chorus, he just keeps going, you know, let it ring, like, rah! And it's so fun. It's dope. I'll play it later. Probably sounded like an idiot trying to interpolate it right there, but whatever. So this positive, no worries vibe all over the album. But no R&B album is really, truly complete without Pain. That's what most of R&B is kind of built around. And Miguel satisfies us. He gives us one song, City of Angels. Best songwriting on the album. Just one long metaphor, one long story. It's just like this fantasy tale describing his guilt of disloyalty. There's like a battle of L.A. going on. He's out of town with another girl. He loses a person, you know, his main that he really wants to be with. He just feels this like incredible regret. He just tells this like metaphorical story that was really just cool to listen to. And like I mentioned, no album's complete without that Pain element. So he throws one at us. Turns out being like my favorite song on the album. So that's cool. We do get a few hip hop features on here. J. Cole comes through on Come Through and Chill. I thought they played off each other really nicely there. Cole did a good job. He had two verses on that. Travis Scott assists Miguel on the radio-friendly Skywalker. As far as radio songs go, it's pretty cool. The production's definitely more glitzy. Travis does a decent job on it. It's not like one of my favorite songs on the album, but they succeeded there. Rick Ross, probably my least favorite feature. They put him on Criminal to start off the album. And like I mentioned, that's one of the just brightest, most positive songs on the album. And Rick Ross just naturally doesn't quite fit that. You know, he's coming with this deep voice, this boss mentality. I don't know if he was the best choice to throw on this song, especially as the intro. He does a good job trying to adapt, but I don't know. It's just something felt a little off about it. So I wasn't the biggest fan of that feature. The only criticism I really have of this album is some tracks just feel really loose. They feel like one long bridge. They're hard to pin down. There's no really defining moments. Like, you'll listen to a full song and you'll be like, what was the chorus on that? Like, what was the message behind that song? Like, what was really taking place? And it's hard to remember. It just feels like one free-flowing, like, very loose, almost like freestyle bridge. It's nothing really as compact and, like I said, no defining moments. Told You So and Harem both kind of do this. They Told You So also gets fairly repetitive. Free-flowing is a good aspect of music. Unstructured, not the best. So that was one thing I definitely noticed I didn't love. And I also wish we could have gotten just a few more, like, explosions from Miguel, where he would, like, overpower a track or just, you know, explode into another dimension vocally. He did a good job of, like, riding the beats, but he never really had these, like, crazy breakout moments. So overall, I'm definitely a fan of this album, War and Leisure by Miguel. I will openly admit part of it is probably because I don't listen to a whole lot of R&B. Nowhere close to the amount of hip-hop that I listen to. So the sound doesn't really, like, get stale to me. So if something is really commonplace in R&B, I might not pick up on it. It's not, like, dried out to me. So I might throw this a little higher of a score than someone who, you know, is really deep into R&B and looks more critically at it. But I really enjoyed this, so I'm going to give it just an 8 out of 10, straight up, just an 8. I would recommend if you like Chris Brown, Frank Ocean, Anderson .Paak. Best songs on here: City of Angels, Criminal, Banana Clip, Come Through and Chill, Now. Worst tracks, the two I mentioned, Harem and Told You So. As always, I'll play a couple tracks, give you guys a sample of the album, a little taste. So I'll play my two top songs, Banana Clip and City of Angels. So we'll play those back to back from Miguel's album, War and Leisure. There's a war on love, just look around you. Oh, it's hard to know who to trust. I'm glad I found you. So, yeah, you and me, we climb higher, baby, crescendo. Yeah, I got a love that won't stop, it's that extreme.
surprise. Oh, I was at Townhouse down in Venice Beach. Oh, no. Still in moments with you, no. Won the war, but not a day goes by that I don't think I should have been with you. When the city of angels fell, when the city of angels fell, when the city of angels fell, I was busy letting you down, woman. When the city of angels fell, when the city of angels fell, I was nowhere to be found. All right. A vast shadow cast over my city. Some kind of unknown ship sitting in the sky. Ooh. I guess they came here looking for trouble. No time for goodbyes. Oh, when the city of angels fell, when the city of angels fell, when the city of angels fell, I was busy letting you.
So that was Banana Clip and City of Angels by Miguel from his album War and Leisure. Definitely would recommend that, especially if you're an R&B fan. And there are a few hip-hop features, like I mentioned, J. Cole, Travis Scott, Rick Ross. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome. But we're going to move on to our second album review of the episode. And we are going to review Humaniac by Lou the Human. You may recognize that name because I had one of his songs as the song of the week last episode. We played Roseanne by Lou the Human, which is from this album. And like I mentioned earlier, it wasn't the best week, so I figured I'll go back and review it because I regret not talking about it. So I'll give it its shine now. It dropped, I think it was like October 12th, early to mid-October, about 2 months ago now. And it's also ironic that we're talking about this album because Eminem just dropped this past Friday. And everyone wants old Eminem back, and this man embodies that spirit. If Eminem died, Lou the Human would be who he came back to Earth as. Like, everything that Eminem does on Slim Shady LP, Lou the Human, he doesn't copy and paste it. He's a little bit different, and obviously he's not quite on the level Eminem is as an MC. But take those themes, take that subject matter, that's what you're getting. He even interpolates the chorus from Eminem's Brain Damage on his track, Born. So he doesn't directly sample it, but he pretty much sings and slows down the chorus on Brain Damage and uses it on his own song. And I talked about this a little bit when we played Song of the Week last episode, but he really plays up this like schizophrenic, evil mind state, talking about heavy drug use, villainous actions, just crazy backwards thoughts that are far from the brain of a normal human being. It's very reminiscent, like I mentioned, of what Eminem did on Slim Shady LP, or even what Earl Sweatshirt has done early in his career. Every verse basically comes from this, like, my life is a mess, I don't give a fuck, I'm going all out, I'm crazy persona. And one prime example of this is when Lou basically raps about how he wants to kill himself, but he's too lazy, but he might do it if you pay me, is what he says. Which, there's so much at play there that doesn't line up. It's so backwards, off-kilter thought process. I mean, obviously, if he's going to kill himself to get the money means nothing. Like, it just, it's little things like that that he says, that like, this guy is off the wall. But it's really interesting to listen to. It's just lyrics that are really abstract, and you often feel like you're kind of lost with him because there's really no hooks on here. He usually just flows for like 4, 5, 6 minutes straight, no chorus, just bars. And the production matches this mind state. It's just this strange, like non-consistent synthesizers, a lot of like dark piano keys, just this eerie, unpredictable, weirdly structured soundscape. And Lou really plays up this schizophrenic idea by actually using a different voice to personify the voices that he hears in his head. So sometimes you hear this like ultra auto-tuned, like pitch-shifted voice. It really sounds like someone talking when, you know, they take helium through a balloon or something. And he'll spit full songs in this voice, like the song Halal. Or you'll just hear it in between rhymes that he says. You'll just hear this voice come in and add a little something to the song. But what's really cool about that song, Halal, is he actually credits the voice in my head as a feature. So obviously there's no feature on it. It's just Lou using this auto-tuned, pitch-shifted voice. And it's really cool. It might have gone too far making a full five-minute song with it. At some point, it's kind of like, okay, we get it. We see what you're doing here. But I enjoyed it. It's a short album. The negatives are that every song revolves around the same themes. It's the same subject matter. Same, you know, frame of mind. There's nothing different that differentiates these tracks a whole lot. And because of that, the last couple of songs are just, they just tend to be my least favorite, because if I listen to it, you know, from track one to the end, not listen to it on shuffle, it's like by the last couple of songs, like, okay, I've heard this, like, I understand what's going on here. But it's still interesting because he does it with high level lyricism. It's just a crazy trip inside his mind. I don't know where he can really go with this sound. I mean, you can't make like a full career out of this. You can't make 3 or 4 albums with this same theme and idea. So hopefully he progresses and finds a different avenue or settles into a path. Because like we saw with Eminem, he can't just keep making Slim Shady LP. He tried to with Relapse, and it didn't get a great response. And since then, he's tried to like change it up. And in my opinion, it hasn't worked all that well for him. We'll talk about his new album Revival in a couple weeks. So Lou will have to find a way to avoid those pitfalls while still moving forward and, you know, getting his name out there, gaining more clout, more popularity as an artist. But as far as debuts go, this was definitely impressive. High replay value, just because you got to hear some of the stuff he says like multiple times and you're still like, what human thinks like that? What type of person has these thoughts on a daily basis? And, you know, does these actions and takes on these risks and just the crazy obstacles that he describes. It's just really interesting. So best songs, Roseanne, Macklemore, Brink, Lou's Dead. Worst tracks, Last Laugh, and Who Knows. Overall, I'm going to give it a high 7. I can't quite go to an 8 on it just because he doesn't demonstrate really any versatility. It is creative. It's interesting. It's cool. We're going high 7 on it. I definitely enjoyed it. Recommend if you like Eminem, Earl Sweatshirt, or Mac Miller. Definitely 3 good names to be linked to. All those guys have had successful careers. And we'll see if Lou can, you know, take it in that direction. So I'll play a couple samples for you guys here. We'll play Macklemore and Brink. So this is two songs from Lou the Human's album, Humaniac.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Humaniac.
Yeah. Look. Taking faces off, leaving dead bodies up in the basement, dog. Face it, dog, this is exactly what they've been waiting for. Ain't the more, I've been facing L's but never take a loss. I've been running shit since you was probably tired of taking jobs. Yeah, bitch, I'm probably still high from the day before. I could barely save my money, I would never save a whore. Taking more cookies out the jar while you at the store. Run up in the basement, take the basic cable, tag the floor. French in hell, ignore the bell while you at the door. I'm with a freak that's insecure, trying to practice more. Oh, Lou, wow, real great, that's mature. A fucking ghost, you couldn't catch me with a master ball, I'm at your door. Already robbed the money that I'm asking for. Help you look for it while you asking why I'm laughing. Laughing hard. Bitch, I went crazy and never went back to norm. Hitting swishes, twitching like I'm going through a crack withdrawal. If life's a game, then I'm guessing that it's basketball. I killed the ref, you can't complain when I'm hacking y'all. I hope they hate me at the Grammys like a Macklemore. I still be in ripped jeans, smelling loud with a pack of raws in my pocket. They acting hard, they better stop it. If they popping off, I'm kicking in your door instead of knocking. Knock, knock, bitch. The kids tied up in a hot box shit. The crime scene so crazy, the cops got sick. I got the hot Glock grip, interrupt your date on some cock block shit. Feeling like a thug cause I watched the pop flick, popping the Glock in my spits. And they asked me why I'm crazy. I told them if I knew this shit I wouldn't be explaining. Think I'm brainless, I'm the sickest and insanest. Sneaking out the basement, having meetings with the masons. Bitch, I'm fiending and impatient and I'm leaning on the pavement. Pay me what you owe me. Taking shots of lean and I chase it with some OE. On occasions I condone E, I done tripped so hard. When they tell me to tie my shoes, I get flashbacks, dog. I used to want to be a conscious up on the rap track, dog. Till being a backpack rap only got you a hashback, dog. Now I smack back hard, way harder than smack rappers. Can't drink, cause if I did, then I'd probably smack rappers. I'm probably ass backwards as fuck, but I don't care. At the release for Yeezys broke, but I'll probably rob a pair. I probably don't got a care in the world. I did once till I forgot what I was thinking from hitting my.
Yeah. You know what it is, man? It's me. I'm really out here, dog.
Could you turn the beat up a little bit in my headphones? Just that brink of insanity. Kidnapping families. Tie your baby mother up and fuck her in the family V. For bread, I go ham and cheese. Grow chia pets and sell it as Chiba. When they go to chief, it they gon' be upset. Only 20, but I've been a vet. Been a threat, been a winner since I've been a sinner. So it's been forever. Always chasing pleasure, find it and get bored. Leave and chase some more, pacing for the race in store. It's all a rat race, you better get your cheese. Avoid the D's like a lesbo with the legs closed. I drive slow cause 5-0's beefing on deep block. I ate the shrooms by my nutsack and I ate the weed of my clean socks. And my team's hot, but I'm just trying to play it cool. Shoot up the playground and tell the kids to stay in school. A genius child, but I'd rather play the fool. Ignorance is blissful, don't pass the spliffs. Lose the weed laser, 97 burgundy blazer. Wanted for burglary, had to dish the mercury tracer. I'm on some loke-ish, some fed up with this being broke-ish. I'm not to joke with, bitch I don't sell crack, I smoke it. A plagiarizer, say anything for some great vagina. Made my bitch fly to New York City with an eighth inside her. Walked inside her 8th grade prom, man, trying to date a minor. Then break up with her before finals, so she's too sad to graduate. I masturbate the pics of Anne Hathaway, watching Castaway. That's just me on an average day. Copped a quarter and tried to flip it, but shit, who am I kidding? Smoked the whole shit the same day, man, all in one sitting. I'm sending bad vibes out just to hear you cry about. Into the zoo around 5 at night, letting the lions out. I really lived all the shit you probably lied about. Tried about every drug twice, man, think I'm high for life. Hide your wife, hide your kids, I'm coming through the window. Fuck the money, fuck the jewels, I'm looking for Nintendo. 64, Swifty whore, tried to let me score in the Giuseppe store when I asked to have we met before. I'm on Canal Street selling fake shit for double the price. Tell them it's real when I really made this shit in my mom's basement. Having conversations with myself. Don't see nothing wrong with healthy debating. Inhaling the fragrance on a regular basis.
That's some pretty dope insanity right there from Lou the Human. Those two tracks were Macklemore and then Brink. Humaniac, very solid album. Flying Under the Radar. I'll throw it a high 7. And maybe you'll see it land on our top 25 albums of the year. You can look forward to that. We'll probably be doing that countdown come January, probably the first episode into January. Once you get to 2018, good time to reflect on 2017, you feel me? So, but as for now, we're going to get to what's on my mind. And I got to talk about this because I don't think I ever really prefaced the show with this statement, but I just want to talk about old heads versus new heads and just the difference in generations from an older style of music to the current new wave style and kind of the positives and the negatives and the kind of rift that's been driven between the two. The thing that kind of sparked me to think about this again and want to explain it further is I watched an interview that Famous Dex did. And if you guys know Famous Dex, he's like the definition of the new wave. Just says like meaningless things over and over, really annoying ad libs. To me, I don't really enjoy his music at all. But in this interview, he said some shit that I like really agree with. And by the way, quick side note, if there's ever like an artist that you think doesn't know what they're doing or is just making meaningless, ignorant music, and you think that's actually their life and their thought process, just go watch them do an interview. A very few of them are like that. Most of the time, they're going to blow your mind and say some stuff that makes you realize they're actually really self-aware about what they're doing and really more educated than you think about the world around them and their, you know, purpose with their music. So definitely just go watch an interview and I guarantee you'll gain respect for somebody. And that's what happened with Famous Dex in this situation. In the interview, he was talking about how you gotta respect like Wu-Tang and Jay-Z and Nas and Biggie and Tupac. And he was saying, he's like, yeah, like that's real music. And if you want more of that in today's era, go listen to 444 by Jay-Z or Kendrick's albums or Cole's albums. He's like, what we do is a little bit different. We're more entertainers than musicians. We're not making like this really deep intellectual content. We're just having fun and making a check doing so. And he pretty much closed it by saying, you know, my life is amazing. I wake up every day. I go in the studio and just have fun. I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. And I get paid millions to do so. And that's really facts. Like the quality of music that guys like Famous Dex make, or Lil Uzi Vert, or Lil Yachty, Kodak Black, whoever it is, they really understand more than you think they do that their music isn't like the highest quality. They're just going in, having like the time of their life. They can say whatever they want and they get paid to do so. They're just entertainers. People enjoy that music, whether it's at parties or just bumping something in your car, hanging out with friends, whatever it is, they know there's an audience for that sound and they'll be those guys. They'll be the entertainers. And a lot of people think that they're like spreading these horrible messages with like, you know, drug use or violence or just saying obscene things. I think more than anything, that's a reflection of like society and culture. They see what's going on around them and they just talk about it. They entertain us. They know there's a market for it. It's not like they made this music and people like caught on like, wow, this is so cool, like out of nowhere. And we're inspired by the things they were saying. No, this stuff was going around. They saw it happening around them and they made music about it. That's, people have that a little bit reversed, I think. But anyway, people got to realize it's just two different audiences, two different kinds of art, two different forms of music. And I do honestly believe that the more traditional, conscious, lyrical style of hip hop is higher quality music. You guys will notice that in the reviews I do. In the music that I discuss, I often enjoy that a lot more, take a lot more out of it. So yeah, when I hear trap music or something, I'm probably going to give it a lower score because I do think it's lower quality music. But again, that's not even their whole goal of making that product. You know, so when people say they're embarrassed with where the rap game's at, where all these young guys just talk about stupid stuff, you got to understand, it's not like they're trying to carry on the torch of what traditional rappers used to do with more socially conscious based stuff. It's a whole different market. Like, it's not that big of a deal. You don't gotta talk down on these guys or trash them. Like, there's plenty of great artists who are traditional and conscious and lyrical. So if that's what you're listening for, go find that. Like, it's not that hard. There's plenty of them out there. If you want to hear about some, download some past episodes of this podcast or listen in the future. I'll talk about them. There's just no need for this incredible, like, disrespect and, like, shaming them for ruining hip-hop. They're just entertaining a market that is there and wants to be entertained by their sound. And if nonetheless, you can hate the music, I personally am not the biggest fan of it, but you got to respect these guys also, like, taking their situations, who many of them don't come from the greatest areas, the most affluent communities, and taking them and along with them their friends and family and bringing them to a better situation. Like, I know Young Thug, for example. I'm not really a Young Thug fan. I thought he did good on Super Slimy, but overall, not a Young Thug fan. But I respect the fact that he talks about how he, you know, he bought his mom a house, took her from a horrible housing situation in an inner city, and, you know, bought her a house. He put his sister through college, which she otherwise would never have had the opportunity to do. So he's positively influencing the people's lives around him through this music. So even if you hate the product, you gotta respect what they're able to do for not only them, but like the whole trajectory of their family's future. Like, it's so hard for me to understand how people hate on them in every aspect. Like, as a musician, fine, but as a person, I just don't get it, man. So, you know, like what you like, listen to what you like to listen to, but try not to be short-sighted and hateful toward, you know, the other side, the new wave. You know, and even it can work backwards. Occasionally I'll see people who love the new wave and hate the old style and say it's boring and stupid and they don't want to hear that. It works both ways. Usually it's the old hating on the new, but, you know, it can work both ways. Both sides just need to stop making it such a big deal. It's just two different forms of music. There's nothing wrong with it. Enjoy what you want to enjoy. And that's all I really got to say. I just had to get that out there. I don't think I had really ever talked about that dynamic. And also, like I mentioned, I kind of lean toward the older, more traditional, conscious, lyrical side of things. That's why I listen to music. The more, like, quality content, more meaningful stuff. That's what fits with me, but that's not for everybody. Keep that in mind as we go forward with this show. I do lean that way, but I'm open to a lot of things. There's been a lot of new music that's come out that's kind of changed my mind. But yeah, that's what's been on my mind this week. And now we can transition into our song of the week. We got a pretty cool thing going on here. Jeezy's new album. It had a lead single on it that a lot of people were excited about. And the reason being because it sports two of the biggest names in hip-hop today, Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, both laying verses on Jeezy's American Dream. And by the way, this is not G-Eazy. This is Jeezy as in Young Jeezy, as in Trap or Die Jeezy. Don't get the two confused. Very different. They just happen to have similar names. And I wanted to talk about this song and play it for you guys because Pressure dropped the same day that Saturation 3 and Revival did. And those are the two albums I'm going to talk about on the podcast when we get around to that week in music. So Pressure by Jeezy is going to be somewhat overlooked, so I figured I'd just talk about it now, throw in the best song as a song of the week. You guys can decide for yourself who had the better verse, Cole or K-Dot. I'm riding with Cole on this one. Kendrick's was a little bit more like melody-based. He wasn't really dropping bars. Cole was more like going in. I just liked his style on it better. But overall, great song. This Kendrick Cole collab album has been talked about for a while now. I really think it's out of the works, not going to ever happen, which I'm cool with now. I used to really want it just real bad. They dropped Black Friday, you know, with Kendrick rapping over Cole's Tale of Two Cities instrumental and then Cole on Kendrick's All Right. That was the peak pretty much of the rumors about a collab album. There were hints dropped left and right by multiple people. Eventually kind of shot down by Kendrick's label, so likely not coming, but we can enjoy them together on this track. So we'll play Song of the Week, American Dream by Jeezy.
Welcome to America, baby. Tell me the brain. American Dream, you know?
Yeah.
Dream.
I just wanna bring a bag of money when I see my jeweler. You the hard on when I'm counting up that moolah.
like a king. Every day eating good with my team. The American dream. They said I wouldn't, but I knew that I would make it. Got my first buy, yeah, I knew that I could make it. Scarface, bitchin', living life like a king. Every day grinding hard with my team. The American dream.
You either good or you great. You either really or fake. That's why they spittin' the real, because the real was red late. Y'all must was raised by some haters. You niggas go ahead and hate. Four-car garage for the Rari. That bitch came with the estate. I swear them streets get so tricky. Glad I ain't fall for the bait. So focused and I'm determined. Can see that shit in my face. You niggas go ahead and face it. Look, bitch, ain't shit by me basic. Hit a lick on them bitches and win it nice out of race. Never let my flaws in my past come get the best of me. Turn a 250 to a half. I got the rest of it. My president was black. Now my president is whack. I ain't never going pro. What's American in that?
Put a big old bag of money when I see my tutor. Get a hard on when I'm counting out that moolah. Scarface in a living life like a king. Every day eating good with my team. The American dream. They said I wouldn't, but I knew that I would make it. Got my first buy, yeah, I knew that I could make it. Scarface, bitch, and living life like a king. Every day grinding hard with my team. The American dream.
Got money to make, blow out the candles and cut up the cake. Then I put it on plate. I'm running the game, you running in place. Still a youngin' at heart, but mentally, bitch, I'm 108. Like punning in the late 90s, my niggas is juggling weight. Running for state to state, gunning the race for safety. I'm on a paper chase, whatever it takes to make me a millionaire. Silly, cause how many really get there? I mean, how many niggas is cheesy? Y'all made this shit sound so easy, breezy. Turn on the TV, see these niggas to trap on the CD. Meanwhile, back home, my niggas still cracking the BP. Hoping one day they could be D. Niggas is there on the screen, cause that's the American dream. Now here go the thing, listen. Hysterical screams coming from mothers that bury their kings. Or the unbearable pain of watching them walk out with the sheriff in chains. Becoming a number, they no longer care about the name. White folks been getting rich off of cocaine through some underhanded methods I don't got time to explain. Out of fear that I won't reach them, and since preaching ain't my thing, I just drop a gem or two within a few verses I sang. For all my real niggas trapped inside the game, you know that.
I just want a big old bag of money when I see my tutor. Get a hard on when I'm counting out that moolah. Scarface in a living life like a king. Every day eating good with my team. The American dream. They said I wouldn't, but I knew that I would. Got my first buy, yeah, I knew that I could make it. Scarface, bitchin', living life like a king. Every day grinding hard with my team. The American dream.
These streets made for ballin'. 10 toes ain't for falling. I hear the world calling. Tell me if y'all in.
Tell me if y'all in.
I gotta eat, I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast, I gotta
rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah.
I gotta eat, I gotta make money with money. I gotta feast, I gotta rely
on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah.
So that was your Song of the Week, American Dream by Jeezy featuring J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Album goes pretty hard too, the whole album Pressure. Jeezy's never going to make something like amazing, mind-blowing. But as far as like, you know, street trap music goes, it's pretty dope, worth checking out. And speaking of things that are worth checking out, we got some new music announcements this past week, December 15th. We got a bunch, like I mentioned, Saturation 3 by Brockhampton and Revival by Eminem. We also got Scarface's Deeply Rooted, The Lost Files, kind of in addition to his 2015 album, Deeply Rooted. We got a G-Eazy album, The Beautiful and Damned. Haven't listened, not sure if I plan to. No One Ever Really Dies by Nerd, the Pharrell-led group. Obviously Pressure by Jeezy. Bupac by Boozy Badass. Probably won't check that one out either, but who knows. A lot of stuff dropped this past week. A lot of stuff worth talking about. And looking forward, the end of December is looking fairly bleak. We will have a December 22nd release from Gucci Mane. Another one. This is like his fourth or fifth of the year. The man's work ethic is incredible. I got to hand him that. The quantity probably outweighs the quality by a good margin, but he's coming back again with El Gato the Human Glacier. Pretty hilarious name. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's Guat, man. I don't know. December 23rd, we are getting the posthumous Capital Steez album, King Capital. Hopefully Pro Era did a great job with that. Obviously, Steez has been passed for quite a while now. I think it's been 4 or 5 years. I think 4 years. So he's been gone a while. It'd be really cool to get some music from him. He was on an incredible trajectory. He could have been, you know, one of the best artists of this generation. Unfortunately, took his life. But we'll be getting his posthumous album December 23rd. And Christmas morning, you can wake up and get a sweet gift from the one and only Weezy F, Lil Wayne. The newest installment of his Dedication mixtape series is set to release December 25th. It is Dedication 6. This series has been going on for like a full decade now. Who knows if it'll ever end. I wish we could just get Carter 5. But in the meantime, I'll listen to some Dedication 6. I know it's not going to be an incredible album, but there'll definitely be some fun songs. Wayne is always coming with just the hilarious, clever wordplay and punchlines. And as a big Lil Wayne fan myself, I'll certainly check this out. Christmas morning, it's going to be bumping in the headphones. So that's what you guys can look forward to as 2017 comes to an end here. Like I mentioned, hopefully I can get in to the studio between Christmas and New Year's. And if I can, you guys can look forward to album reviews on 8 by Static Selecta and Bloodas by T Grizzly and Lil Durk. Two underrated projects right there. Hopefully I can discuss those. If I can't get in, I'm probably just going to skip over them and go to that December 15th week that I just talked about. So either way, look for those to drop. WHUS.org/talk, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can always catch me on there. You can also catch me on Instagram as the Hip Hop Enthusiast at Hip Hop Enth, HIPHOPENTH. Some more interactive content on there. So that's a wrap for this episode. You know what it is, the Hip Hop Enthusiast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2017 and soon 2018 with your host, Kyle French. So go listen to some dope music, and hopefully I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. I'll see you guys then. Peace.